بسخ اتقاب به زعی مشنه شاین هایی و ممسکنه از مویسه ها عجل هو میبی نسخه. In the previous mission we said that somebody who finds an animal in Yerushalayim or within a short distance of Yerushalayim, the animal is part of the korban by the person who found it. And at first, that then would force the finder who is bringing the animal as a korban to provide the nesachim for the animal, to provide the wine that is poured on the mizbeach as a nesachim for the animal, and also to provide the flour and the oil for the mechas nesachim. As when you bring a korban, you also had to bring the nesachim, wine that is poured on the mizbeach, plus a menchas nesachim, which consists of flour and oil. Chazru liyos manichan oiso uborchan. People would change their mind about bringing it as a korban once they found out that they would have to supply from their own money the wine, flour, and oil for the nesachim, and they would just leave the animal and run away. They would not bring the animal as a korban. Hiskinu Bezdin, sheyehu nesachah aban mishal tzibor. When Bezdin saw that people who found an animal in Yerushalayim would not bring it as a korban, they decreed that the nesachim of the korban would come from the tzibor, that the money for the nesachim from the korban that is found would not have to be supplied by the finder. Instead, you would use money from the Trumat HaLishka for that purpose. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said there were seven things decreed by Bezdin, and one of those things were what we had in the previous mission, that somebody who finds an animal in Yerushalayim or close to Yerushalayim, when that animal is brought as a korban, the money for the nesachim of that korban is supplied from the Trumat HaLishka. Nachri sheshilach elosu memedinat hayam v'shilach ima nechasim kreven mishalo v'enlav kreven mishal tzibur. The next decree that was decreed by Bezdin is a guy that sent an ola from overseas. If we learn out from apostles that even a guy could donate a korban, he could donate a korban that would be brought on in his death. And a guy that sent a korban ola from overseas and he sent with it money that would be used for the nesachim, then we would use that money that he sent to buy the flour, oil, and wine for the nesachim. But if not, if the guy sent his ola but did not send money that could be used for the nesachim, in such a case, we would take money from the tzibor, from the Trumat HaLishka, that would be used to buy the nesachim that would be brought along with the ola that the guy sent. The next takana that was decreed by Beth was a ger that died and he had no yorshim, and he left over some karbanos that he did not bring before he died. Im yesh lo nesachim kreven mishalo, v'im lav kreven mishal tzibur. If the ger also left over some money that could be used for the purpose of buying the nesachim for the karbanos that he left over, then we would use that money for that purpose. But if he did not leave over money that could be used to buy the nesachim, in such a case, we take money from the tzibur to be used for that purpose. We take money from the Trumat HaLishka, and that would be used to buy nesachim that would be brought along with the korban that the ger left over when he died. Now that's only a ger that does not have yorshim. If the ger did have yorshim, then the yorshim would have to provide the money that would be used to buy the nesachim that is brought along with the korban that he left over. Utnai Bezdin hu al kohen gadol shemei shetehei minchaso kreva mishal tzibur. And the next takana of Bezdin was that there's a condition from Bezdin that a kohen gadol that died and we have not yet appointed a successor, that the mincha that the kohen gadol usually brings, which is a mincha chadisim that is brought by the kohen gadol every day, money would be taken from the tzibur to buy the mincha that would be brought until we appoint a successor. As the kohen gadol brings the mincha chadisim every day, half in the morning and half in the evening, we use a tenth of an ephah of flour. After that tenth of an ephah, we bake it into 12 chaos, and half of it is brought by the kohen gadol in the morning, and half is brought by the kohen gadol in the evening. And normally the kohen gadol has to pay out of his own pocket for the mincha chadisim. Now when the kohen gadol dies, we take money from the tzibur for that purpose to buy the tenth of the ephah of flour that would be used for the mincha chavisim until we appoint a successor, and then the successor would provide from his own money for the mincha chavisim. Now, in truth, we learned out from a pasuk that the tzibur provide the money for the mincha chavisim until we appoint a successor. That was the mission said that it's not best, and that's because at one point Bezdin made a takana that we would not use money from the tzibur for the minchas chavisim. Instead, the yorshim of the kohen gadol would provide the money for the minchas chavisim, as Bezdin saw that there was too much money being used for the purpose of buying the Minchas Chavitma until we appoint a successor, so they made a takana that the Yorshim would have to provide the money. But at some point they saw that the Yorshim were avoiding providing the money for the Minchas Chavitim, so they made a Tnai Bezdin that they would revert back to the real halacha, which is that the Tiber provides the money for the Minchas Chavitim. So therefore they called it Tnai Bezdin, since the Tnai Bezdin was to revert back to the halacha that the Tiber provides the money for the Minchas Chavitim. Rabbi Huda, I'm at Miso Yorshim. Rabbi Huda said that the money has to be provided by the Yorshim for the Minchas Chavitim until a successor is found. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we learn out from the positive that it's the Yorshim that provides the money. The money does not come from the Tzibur. Ushleim ha'haitha kreva. When the Minchas Chavitim is brought in the interim, after the Kohen Gadol dies until we appoint a successor, the Minchas Chavitim is brought whole. Meaning to say, while the Kohen Gadol is alive, he would bring a tenth of an ephah of flour in the morning, bake it into 12 chals, and then split it into half. 6 chals would be brought in the morning, and 6 chals would be brought in the evening. However, when the Kohen Gadol dies, when the Minchas Chavitim is brought, we take a tenth of an ephah of flour in the morning, bake it into 12 chals, and we don't split it into half. Instead, all 12 chals are brought in the morning. And then in the evening, we would have to take a new tenth of an ephah of flour, bake it into 12 chals, and all 12 chals would be brought in the evening.